Now, the Irish Road Hauler Association is saying that rural Ireland is being driven off the road by new government-imposed fuel taxes, transportation charges and levies, and they're saying there'll be devastating consequences for small, family-run businesses across the country. That's according to the Irish Road Hauler Association President, Ger Hyland, who has described the current government as being out of touch with the pressures and particularly the cost pressures facing rural Ireland. And Ger Hyland's with me on the line. Ger, good morning to you and thanks for talking to me in the programme this morning. You're talking, of course, about the 1st of January and that the levies that kicked in on the 1st of January, which means that Irish drivers are paying the highest diesel rates in all of the EU. Is that right?
Absolutely. Well, Ireland is the highest diesel cost in the EU. Starting at the end of the last budget, we got a 2.5 cent carbon tax. For January, we got 6 cents on our fuel on a renewable transport obligation. Our tolls have gone up from the 1st of January. Dublin port increases have gone up by 46%. And we also have auto enrolment. This isn't just affecting transport companies, it's affecting every small business in rural Ireland. Every person in rural Ireland that's working has to have a car to get themselves to work. So the 6 cents a litre is significant. The Dublin port increases for any goods that's coming to and from Ireland, going to Kerry or wherever they're going. There's a 46% increase on the Dublin port costs. We have auto enrolment costs now as well. So we really are dealing with a government that are completely tone deaf and completely out of touch with what it's like to run a small company in rural Ireland.
Yeah, Ger, there's three elements to the increases. There's the renewable transport fuel obligation, and that's there's a blending rate that will go from 25% to 32%. That increased the cost of unleaded by 2.1 cent per litre and diesel by 3.2 cent per litre, excluding VAT. Then the better energy levy will increase from this 0.012 and 0.017 per litre across all fuel grades. And then you've the carbon tax increase. That's the 6.1% or 6.1 cent you're saying. They're all being done, though, for climate change reasons, to try and help with the transition away or a fair transition away from fossil fuels to a better, cleaner way of, you know, fueling our transport system.
Well,
your response to that argument?
We have an industry. We as an industry know that climate change has to be met and has to be dealt with, and we fully accept that, and it's real and must be addressed. However, a just transition is essential. One industry, transport, just can't be the scapegoat for carrying the burden of all these climate change measures. Our members are now going to Northern Ireland to buy their fuel, which means they're actually getting a far better fuel than we're getting here in the south. Our fuel in the south is laced with animal fats and recycled coconut oil, where the majority of fuel across Europe is using HVO, which is a hydrated vegetable oil, and it comes from the plants. So not alone are we getting rubbish fuel here in the south of Ireland, 1,000 litres of fuel, there's €540 of that gone straight to the government in taxes. So the government is going to see a huge disparity in their tax take.
People, and you're calling for them to reverse these measures.
Absolutely.
Sure, is that it?
Absolutely. Like the government talk about inflation. These are going to affect inflation immediately. Every one of these costs are going to have to be borne by the consumer and the shopping basket, because the transport industry just cannot take any more costs than what we're getting. There's 36% of my turnover going in direct government taxes. There's no other industry in Ireland taxed the same as the transport industry. They're absolutely taxing us out of existence.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Listen, we're going to leave it there, Ger. Thanks very much for giving us your view on that. Ger Hyland there of the Road Hauliers Association with me on the line. If you have a view, get in touch on what he says, saying it's time to reverse these changes. 6.1 cent on the average litre of fuel that you're getting in your tank because of those different policy changes, those different issues with regards to climate emissions and the way our fuel is blended to pay for all of that. Give us your thoughts.